I don't know.
They
anyway,
have been chasing
it's,
them.
It's vibe time. Airline, atomic batteries to speed,
turbines to power. Hey, Roscoe.
How about it?
What the hell's going on?
Did those kids, were they shooting at the thing with wrist rockets?
No, they were just running away from reform school, and in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, the helicopter crashed, and now these poor suckers are, you know, they probably went to reform school for, like, drinking in school or something, and now they're facing, like, manslaughter charges.
Sometimes you just have to skip out on those joints to get something good to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, enough cream corn.
Yeah, really.
Bad bologna sandwiches. Sounds like me. I split from my sailing school one time just to try to get a hot dog.
Did they chase you with a helicopter? I guess they chased you with, like, a cat boat, right?
Somebody chased me, you know. I got caught and everything.
I had a history of running away from home myself. Eventually, they stopped chasing me.
Yeah.
I had a really good system that I worked out up at the lake where I would practice my trumpet for 15 minutes and record that, and then I would put the tape on and split out the window.
Ooh, thinking overtime in your youth.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'd laid low and dumpster dove and resting for a few weeks.
Dumpster dove?
Yeah.
He'd call up the
Burger King just before they close and order a bunch of food and then come around and dig it out of the dumpster afterwards.
Oh, that's a good one.
Lives of the Great, folks. There
I
you
thought
go.
You were... It was
future
some
biographers
suburban
take over.
Survival skills.
There it is.
I thought it was some kind of like hayloft jumping thing. You know, like maybe you went to the In-N-Out Burger and jumped off the roof into the trash.
No. Teeth first, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what's the vibe today?
Today's vibe, I was just talking to Patrick Cowden-Hyde on the phone, and I was, what is that sound?
It's somebody in the record library barfing.
God.
It didn't sound like Den.
It sounded like something else.
Den came up and reported there was a full bottle of, what is it, Ouzo?
Ouzo.
Ouzo in the fridge. And after that, somebody disappeared, and then now we hear somebody retching. So put three and three together.
And he's throwing up all over his glasses.
Sample it. You can throw it in your own mix of TBI.
What, like the chunks?
There you go.
Oh, sample it. Okay.
So, yeah, no.
Well, what is the vibe?
Just that I got myself one of those Gillette sensor razors.
Just what Den's looking for. Yeah.
Can I borrow it?
I think what you need is a Gillette sensor hedge trimmer.
It's
actually
really an awesome thing. It's like one of the first things that I bought in years that work like they say on TV, you know?
Really?
It really...
You can go against the grain and everything?
Yeah, and I usually can't do that at all, you know?
I noticed you were particularly clean shaven last night.
Oh, man, and it was like... that thing, you know, like they say, it really does have the individual suspension on the blades. And it may be, you know, the finest advancement since the Track 2.
Wow.
How many blades?
It has two blades, but they're floating.
Ooh.
Not just the head. Each blade floats.
In what?
They are suspended at each end. It's really quite a little system.
Like tiny little leaf springs, huh?
Yeah.
A thousand little fingers urging you to let go.
Yeah, so, I mean... I'm kind of excited about that. I finally got my check in
Who
the mail.
Be? Oh, you did you?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm kind of excited about that.
Well, the thing, I'm really mad, though, because they, you know, it's been floating around somebody's desk for like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. It's got like coffee stains on it and stuff.
Well,
it's got an old date on it.
No, it's got a date, you know, like April 25th.
You had to pick up a little more.
That was 2 days ago.
Interest on it.
No, but it's that's the date. But then the check is dated the 6th, and the contract and everything. You know, I just blah blah blah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just another one of these things where, you know, you wish you could go straight for the murder vibe, but we've got laws and courts and jails and hangmen and everything.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, even if you do get the crazy rap, they'll give you a drug to make you sane enough so that you can fry.
According to the Supreme Court this week.
Mm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that one. Did you guys do that earlier?
No, we haven't done it yet.
No, we couldn't find a hard copy on that
one. Speaking from memory.
Needless to say, this is something that, like, took all of our interest.
If you're totally insane and you murder somebody, they can nurse you back to health with all kinds of antipsychotic drugs, then kill you when you're sane.
Exactly.
What do you mean? Do they have to try you? Or?
Is all if you've already been convicted, yeah.
Not these days. See, because I always figured I could fall back on the crazy thing, you know, just because, like, there's that cumulative, like, you know, recreational chemical thing that you can just sort of say, well...
Yeah, but you have to maintain that, Bruce.
No, I can get sworn affidavits from a bunch of my high school buddies that, like,
he's doing a good job.
Something over 10,000 mics in one lifetime makes you, like, legitimately insane in every state in the union.
Get Dan Rakowitz on the phone.
There it is.
So do you have to have, like, a voucher from...
Yeah, receipt for every trip. I can get like Brian Meggs to, like, you know,
let's all talk to one affidavit.
One, two, three.
Twinkie defense.
It is. The only in my case, like the bean curd defense.
Yeah. Now they have Twinkie Light.
Two food defense.
Twinkie Light.
They have Twinkies Light?
Yeah. Fat
if only
free.
My father would live to see it.
To follow up your McLean.
Sweets for the sweet.
Have you gone for the McLean yet, Skull?
I haven't done it. I haven't been by one. And I kind of, like, it's hard for me to eat McDonald's in Manhattan.
I understand, but they got the
rage factor is hard.
The what?
The employee rage factor is hard.
Not as bad as Roy Rogers, where they got to wear cowboy suits.
I go in there just to check out the hats.
I like the Spurs on Nikes myself.
Spurs on Nikes?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Any employee of an inner city Roy Rogers.
Oh, man, really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that. I'm going to have to check that out.
You don't want to look down too much on a Roy Rogers. You got to make a quick glance out of the side of your eye.
A large fry in the face.
Yeah. Or just see a bunch of ejected shells.
So have you guys tried the McLean?
No.
Never.
No,
Miriam
never.
Tried it. Miriam gave it a casual stamp of approval.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
She said it doesn't taste like kelp or nothing.
Uh-huh. Well, it's got mustard, ketchup, pickles, onions, lettuce, tomato.
I don't know about the tomato, but it definitely has lettuce.
It is a deluxe.
You know what Miriam said was it's actually got real onions on it rather than those weird little onion maggot things they put on the regular burgers.
But I like those little onion things they put on the standard hamburger, but the real onions, that's a quarter pounder thing. So yeah. If she hadn't been eating quarter pounders, like people that eat Big Macs, they still get the little maggot onions.
Mm-hmm.
But the quarter pounder...
And the special sauce.
And the McDLT, they get the, or even though that's been discontinued, they get the quarter pounder onions. They come in huge, big bags, you know, that are hustled in there at night.
Call waiting?
I don't think so. It's probably straw. Talk amongst yourself for a second.
Okay. We'll take it from here for a moment. Well, that's what Roscoe doesn't
know. We got any good Sid Straw stories to tell?
Oh, God.
We can't tell them on the air?
No.
Well, Roscoe does have a gig tonight at the Bottom Line
with the straw.
With and two amps, drummer.
Both of which were found in the garbage, apparently.
Yeah, that was straw.
Oh, yeah, both, she found another amp in the garbage?
Both amps were found in the garbage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going over to the sound check to check the sound.
So how sound you do check those four instruments. But you put in your food order.
Yeah, right.
Make sure they didn't deliver light beer by accident, and then you split.
The basket. No, I mean, they don't deliver anything. It's the bottom line is the...
Your bottom line? No, we do.
It wouldn't be too hard to, like, owe them money after a sold-out gig.
No kidding.
That's what Straw had told me. She, when we booked this gig, she goes, well, do you remember about the last gig? It's like, well, no. And evidently, I ran up a $250 bar bill when we were opening for John Hyatt.
All my friends.
Was that problematic?
Well, when you got, you have to, it's like the yin-yang thing, you know? It's like, if you got some recovering dude in the next dressing room, then you got to keep the waitress busy on your side.
Oh, yeah, the Hyatt's a 12-stepper, huh?
At
least.
Well, I mean, the guy, you know, came home to find his kids playing games on the floor beneath his wife, who had hung herself from the chandelier.
I guess that is sort of the 13th step.
Who right happened there, to Jackson it? Brown too?
I don't know.
Something about singing those kind of songs.
He'd been on a 3-day binge, and he came down home, you know, a day too late, I guess.
Bummer.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do?
Have a beer.
Play some records.
Good for you. Well, if anybody's brave enough to go into the anti-folk vibe, we'll be over there playing electric.
And you were co-headlining with Steve Forbert.
Co-headlining. Steve Forbert, witness of my first New York acid trip. Well, anyway, let's see. If we don't see you guys there, we'll see you at one of the various after-there spots to compare. And I'd like to find out how many people got injured at this.
What girl we know got beat up at this dictator
this
show.
Dictator show.
Yeah. Well, Little Amps, brother.
Little Amps.
Okay.
Onward.
See you, Roscoe.
Aloha.
State of the Vibe Report.
How does he do it?